Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment's Claim Line. My name is Benita. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. And how may I help you today?
Yes, my name is Scott Benson. I called and got opened another claim.
Uh-huh.
And I ain't been able to call my time, and it won't let me call my week since.
Because it's... You can speak to me.
Can you speak to her? She's helping me with this.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, he has problems with like paperwork and stuff like that, so I've been helping him with this. Mr. Benson put a claim in probably 2 months ago, and we were not able to ever call his checks in because every time it keeps saying that his thing is closed, and they're looking at his old claim, and it won't let him call his checks in. So we called back again about 2 weeks ago, I think it was, and this woman opened another claim, said that she never even saw the first claim in there. So I don't know what that person was doing the first time we talked to him, but apparently they never even opened it. So this person said that they went through, sat on the phone with Mr. Benson, and went through the whole thing, opened up his claim, and told him to start calling his checks in. He has not been able to call them in since. It keeps saying because that claim is closed.
Exhausted.
Well, he had applied for socials or for unemployment the first time in his life 2 years ago at the beginning of COVID almost, and he never got paid or never got any unemployment until about 4 months ago. And by then, you know, I mean, thank God he had already lost his home, lost his vehicle, everything. And, you know, that money was wiped out paying off, you know, back bills and catching him up. And they told him that he could open another claim because it's been well over a year in between from the beginning of the last one when he first claimed it. But he can't get his checks called in. And he's, you know, he's been looking for work, but he's, you know, the one vehicle he had left, it's broke down. He don't have money for gas, you know, and this is a man who's never, he's worked since he's 15 years old, you know, never applied for unemployment until recent, you know, this and everything. And he can't, he just keeps having problems with it. And I don't know what more I can do, you know, for him, but to keep calling you guys back and helping him get through this.
Okay, when he's doing his weekly certification, how is he doing that?
He does it over the phone.
Online.
Well, he can call in and get someone to do that for him every week.
Well, how come it's not allowing him to do that?
That, I mean, what is it stating when he's trying to do it?
Okay, well, when he calls, he usually calls on Sundays to claim that week's check. When he calls, he goes through the whole questioning, or actually now it's stopped that. When he calls and he first gives that couple of answers, and then it says that it doesn't even let him try to put the check through. I don't understand why that happens.
He would need to call the 800-361-4524 to verify what's going on with his claim.
Okay, hold on. I'm trying to find a pen. Somewhere it's here so I can get a number. All right. Let me write that right. What was that number again, ma'am?
800-361-4524.
1-800, say that again, the pen was
361-4524.
4524.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so, no, let me ask you, because I believe that is the other number. Yes, it is. That's the number that will not even let him get through to speak to anybody.
You just have to keep trying. That line is awful busy.
Well, yeah, this is what happened to him last year when he went all that time with no checks until just a few months ago with no money, because you can't get through to get an appointment. And we don't understand how he can open two claims with two different people and still nothing has gone through. Nothing's happening.
Yeah, That's why you need to call that number to verify what's actually going on with his claim.
Right, because on there, it looks like they're still dealing with his old claim. Why would they not be seeing that he has spoke to two different people in their offices and they opened two different claims? Why wouldn't they be seeing that?
That, I cannot answer that. That's why he would need to speak with someone at that number.
All right.
Okay, so it's just that sometimes it goes through, days and weeks go by. I mean, we chase this number down and can never get an appointment time, you know?
Yes, ma'am, I do apologize.
But, you know, all right, well, okay, we'll try them again.
Okay, and thank you for calling.
All right, thank you.
Alabama Unemployment Club. You're mighty welcome, and thank you for calling.
All right, have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
They can sit there and they can. His phone.